B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Andrew Brandt joins us right now. Andrew, how are you?
Doing well. Good to see you, Jason.
It's great to have you on. I just brought up this Tom Pelissero report because he tweeted out that NFL teams are going to be forbidden and post-game interactions within 6 feet of each other. No more jersey exchanges between players during the 2020 season. Another way that the NFL will look different in the COVID-19 world. And it struck me as kind of strange, Andrew, because they just had played 60 minutes of tackle football against each other.
Yeah, I've been trying to be as confident as possible about the NFL. I'm having some worries lately. You know, the obvious thing that we haven't even addressed is how do you practice and play football in this environment with viral load, which highly transmissible disease. And you're right. I mean, the practicing and playing football is the opposite of social distancing. You can have all the protocols in the world, but this is a sport that's inherently violent, and every play ends is there's usually some physical force that's close range between two people, which is droplet exchange. So, I'm trying not to be crude. That's the reality of the game.
Yeah. That mitigating the post-game handshake and jersey swap doesn't really mitigate anything.
Well, I think what we're trying to do is thread a needle here. We've got a business worth $15 billion, and the last thing anyone wants to do is shut it down. But we've got a lot of hoops to jump through. There's negotiations now between the union on two fronts. One is the health and safety front, which is challenging for the reasons we just talked about. And that's the easy one. The hard one is the financial, which we've heard about 35% give back being proposed by the league to the players. That's going to be troubling. Players are going to resist. Maybe it's an opening offer. I knew this was coming. It happened in baseball. It's going to happen in football. These are going to be tough negotiations. All the while wondering if we can do this physically with the pandemic, with all these hoops you got to jump through. It's going to be a task.
Yeah, there's so many elements of the way these leagues are conducting themselves from top to bottom that... And then the whole viability of it working in a league where they can't go to a hub city or a bubble location. The NFL is just not capable of doing that.
Yeah, I mean, they're not going to bubble. So without bubbling, you're right. What are we going to have without bubbling? We're going to have interactions daily with family, with friends. Family's going to be interacting with older relatives, perhaps those with immunocompromised. And I've been at the league level meetings, and to me, as a lawyer, what these discussions have to revolve around is, what is the acceptable risk here? I mean, what is acceptable before we shut this thing down? Now, we know that young and healthy people mostly have good outcomes, but it's not about just young and healthy people if you're not bubbling.
Yeah, and you have coaches and executives as well that aren't in that.
Well, it's not only coaches. Have anyone watched an NFL sideline? About half of them are players. The rest of the sideline is all these different people.
Yeah.
And that's what I worry about. Here's the thing about sports right now is we got four leagues starting. Is anyone listening really confident that these four leagues finish? And at one point, you know, if, say, one of these leagues in August 15th says, we just can't do this anymore. We got too many infections. We got a problem. We're shutting down.
Is that March 11th all over again?
Yeah. And then the question is, does the NFL start in that environment? Is the NFL really going to start playing when, say, baseball is shutting down? That's where I worry.
Yeah, the legal implications of that as well. Every other sport shuts down, and you're going to try and forge forward. And then if something happens, you're in a really, really difficult spot. Andrew, let me move into DeSean Jackson, because we all saw the Instagram post and you know, quoting Hitler, which is obviously one of those things that you never do. And then the apologies that followed, and then also now liking this Instagram post for somebody, a Dr. Umar Johnson, and in the end of his quote, he says, I pray for the day when black men stop having to apologize for what we say. And the apologies seemed veiled at best. How do the Eagles handle this situation with DeSean Jackson?
Yeah, a lot of layers to unpack here. And just, I know my experience, 10 years getting these calls in the offseason, usually it's about guys partying too much right before training camp and those unrecognizable numbers that come to you and you kind of cringe. I've told you those stories before.
Yeah.
This one's different, obviously, because social media is the world. Everyone can see it. It's not just finding about something you can keep quiet. So I'm sure Howie and Jeff got the call the other night, and it's obviously abhorrent. You've got to weigh the issue of canceling, you know, this cancel culture, terminate. This is too vile, too abhorrent to live with. Let's get rid of them. Versus weighing the facts, weighing the precedent, weighing what could happen to your team, all the different manifestations, including, let's be real, the football side. Hey, we drafted a receiver number one. We should be okay. Or the business side. Hey, he's got guaranteed money, but is it offset? You think somebody will sign him? These are all things you got to talk about. What about our community relations? What about our sponsors? I was consulting the Eagles when they signed Michael Vick. Had a lot of discussions with outside entities about that. This is not easy. And the thing that complicates it, which everyone has commented on now, is Riley Cooper, where the enforcement and discipline was very lax. And DeSean Jackson was on that team, and DeSean Jackson may have felt that. So here we are. And
yeah.
What do you do? What do you do? I mean, I think there are a lot of discussions about termination versus nothing or something in between.
Did he violate any ethical clause in a contract, a boilerplate NFL contract?
Well, there is boilerplate about morals and ethics and bringing disrepute and ill will to the team, which you can certainly argue that he's done. And if they do terminate him, I would think there will be lawyers about not paying him that guarantee, yes. But I think time is DeSean Jackson's friend here. And I think the fact they haven't terminated him bodes well.
Angela, let me ask you about the Ivy League canceling sports this fall. What is that going to mean for the Clemson and Florida State?
Yeah.
And how is this going to affect all these other programs that have not made any sort of announcement? They seem to be forging ahead here with athletes that aren't paid.
Well, we're already hearing from people around the Power Five conferences that, hey, they're different. They don't rely on those revenues. They are different. They don't have guys go to the pros, et cetera, et cetera. And to me, that's kind of a cop-out. What are we really saying then? We're saying that it's all about business. It's not about health.
Yeah.
Because as I just tweeted out, you know, it's the same human being.
Yep.
That the people that play for Clemson and that play for Princeton are from the same species. So I don't know what's going to happen, but I think we know that Clemson and Florida State and Alabama and LSU are going to go through hell and high water to play. And unless there's some major thing that keeps them away from doing it, like shutdowns with all these COVID tests, they're going to forge ahead.
Yeah, it's amazing. Last question for Andrew Brandt joining us here. Andrew, let me ask you about the Pat Mahomes contract, because I know that certainly got your attention. You see a deal of that magnitude, great player, obviously, and, you know, a commitment of that long to anybody in the NFL is really interesting to me. What did you think of the deal and how it will play out ultimately, pending health, obviously?
Well, I've been very counterintuitive about the deal, and I know people have pushed back and always say, hey, $500 million, how can you criticize it? I get it. And that was the mark. You know, they were going to hit this huge number. Everyone's talking about the number. No one really looks into the deal except nerds like me. But having been in management, I mean, listen, they've got the best player in the league under contract for his life. When I heard that deal, I'm like, where's the optionality? You know, where's his ability to get out, opt out like an NBA deal? Where's his ability to match other contracts passing him by, which will happen? None of that. Where's his ability to match the cap every year? None of that. Now, they just threw a ton of money at him. They didn't do any groundbreaking precedent. And he'll never hit free agency. And believe me, the market will pass him by.
Yep.
And to me, when you have a player upset like that in 5 years, that's bad. So I think the Chiefs are thrilled right now. I just wonder if they're going to be thrilled when he's not happy in 5-6 years.
Yeah, when you have an inferior player in the league making more money than you, and he'll get passed by in 3 to 5 years without question. Hey, Andrew, we always love having you on. I appreciate you coming on, the executive director of Murad Center at Villanova. I read your stuff on everywhere, MMQB, The Athletic. You do a great job, and I appreciate you taking some time for us today.
My pleasure, Jason. Talk soon.
There he is, Andrew Brandt joining us. Always appreciate him coming on. A level of educated opinion that certainly surpasses myself and Pat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.